Yeah, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you are listening to Flowing with Famous, the All Fresno Podcast, where we talk about Fresno, pop culture, politics, entertainment, and the like. This is Joshua Teehee, and with me always, Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of podcast. Mike,
hey,
how are you?
I'm doing good.
Nice.
Ready to Fresno.
Right.
Ready to talk.
Talk our Fresno. Yep. I'd like to point out right up front here.
We're already a comment from
someone who wished that we were doing more podcasting more than once a month. They want it. And to them I say, good luck with that.
Yeah. We tried. We did that for a while.
Yeah.
And what happened?
Struggle.
Yeah. What happened was we were just irregular. We were too. It was attempting to do it every other week, which was what our schedule was, became very difficult.
Very difficult.
And since we figured out, well, let's just make sure we do it at the first of the month, Monday of the month. And since we figured that out, we've done it every time. I don't think.
Yeah.
There's been a couple times where it ended up being like the late Monday night, but we've made that deadline every time since.
I think it's much easier for us, but it does feel good to know that people think that we have enough to talk about.
It's better than someone going, man, just once a month is just too much.
That's too much. Could you guys maybe not do as
too much of you guys? I want to listen, but not that much.
Yeah, but not that often. Jeez. So, okay. Let's just dive right in.
Boom.
What do we got?
Fresno. Do you want to start off with what we had asked last month? What the thing we need to mull over for a month and figure out.
Right.
And that was how are we going to make Fresno cool? Seattle, you know, some of these are apples and oranges comparisons, because we can't really compare ourselves at Los Angeles, Seattle, San Diego, even Portland, because they're all bigger.
They're on
a major waterway of some sort, ocean or river, bay or whatever. So there's two things with all those West Coast cities that we don't have the ability to, even though we are on a river. Not that anybody knows it, but we are on a river. Which is another issue altogether.
Yeah.
But nobody thinks of, you know, Portland being lame or Seattle or Bay Area. Nobody thinks of it, but Fresno.
Some people do think, like San Francisco right now, people think it's real lame.
Unless you bought real estate 20 years ago, you can't afford to live there.
Right. And Oakland,
Oakland gets a bad rap.
Here's the problem. Like, I think you are correct, but I think there are, for all those places, there's still people who shit talk on all those places.
Right. There always is. It doesn't matter what city it is. So,
but they definitely have a different vibe than.
Fresno is
one of those places. We all know the old, like, Fresno sucks. I was just talking with someone the other day who was talking about how they feel that Fresno, it's a trap, but it's a big enough city to trick you into thinking that it's not a trap. And I thought, okay, all right, fair enough.
I don't.
You could leave if you needed, but
right.
Anyway.
Neither of us might agree with that, but also I can understand someone saying that.
Yeah. So your question was what again?
So just how do we get Fresno to a vibe? Like, I feel eventually it's going to happen, and I feel like it's cool. I mean, I'll point out problems about Fresno. I've kind of in the past year have kind of done more of that in the past year in Fresno, taking a sort of aggressive it's time to start battling the negative stuff. And sort of head on and just like, you know, there are crappy stuff that we've got to fix kind of things.
Right.
Rather than, but for many years, I've been very much like a apologist, and right. everything is 100% awesome in Fresno, and
right.
you can't and talk so to me otherwise. And right. this year, I've kind of been taking like, all right, there are things that suck, and maybe we should be talking about them more. I don't know.
Okay.
So, but there is, but more to the point of what we're asking is just like there's like a okay, this place. It seems like there's a almost like a hidden goal line of like not cool, cool, not cool, cool. And I think right. Fresno right. is building towards going across that goal line of being okay. cool and erasing all the past negative vibes. So, like, what are these little things that we can do? That or maybe Fresno can do or something that we can just sort of get over that hump of not
yeah.
of being cool. And the first thing that came, first reaction was rooftop bars, rooftop
oh,
rooftop uh-huh. stuff.
Rooftop. Okay. Yeah.
Rooftop, bro.
Yeah.
And I mean, we have no... I'm not aware of anything on a second floor that
right.
where you could publicly hang out in a restaurant, bar, et cetera, in right. Fresno. I mean, is well, there?
Right. Well, no, and I mean, part of that is, you know, we have a lot of single-story buildings. That's like what we're all about. So, I mean, maybe, you know, just generally like building up is probably a good thing. But yeah, no, I don't think that exists. There has been talk for years about having those kinds of things happen. I think there are some plans. Well, I don't know, plans. But there's talk about that happening there at the South of Stadium project, Terrence Frazier's thing. That's definitely one that like people talk about, and I think it's something that is doable. And would work really well in here in Fresno, just because of our weather and whatnot. And yeah, we just need to make it happen.
We just need to make sure they're probably, shaded.
Well, yeah, right. Well, and I mean that's the thing. Yeah, it seems awesome up there, but
every city has this now. Like this is a thing in every city, bigger than us anyway. And so it just seems like something we should be coming across at this point. And
well, did it start in other cities probably like 5 or 6 years ago? Because then we should be right in line.
That's our line
MO. To start seeing them probably next year.
Yeah.
We'll see a first one, and then it'll sort of take over. I think that's
downtown
a good
is the obvious spot to have one.
Well, downtown's kind of the only spot. I mean, I suppose.
Really? Yeah.
No, I mean, really, where are there other buildings that would
not that I would want them there, but that whole the office area or north Woodward Park office area, the mm-hmm. downtown mm-hmm. North downtown, I
north,
call it.
North, right.
Downtown North?
I guess, yeah, in one of those office buildings.
You could convert the top of an office building into something.
All right.
But I guess those would be your choices. I mean, the tower, you could do
something.
There
are probably some buildings
in
the tower that could work. Yeah, there are several, like, two-story. Or, and, you know, we'd say more than, like, two-story. But really, I mean, if it's on the roof, it doesn't necessarily have to be a...
yeah, that's true. Just yeah, we're yeah, just roofs. Just we got roofs.
Yeah, rooftop. Yeah,
we got roofs.
Yeah,
who's got a roof?
All right,
I guess. Okay. Well, if being in California, I would assume maybe not. Since if you have a restaurant downstairs as well, you would probably have to get an elevator, just for California law, just for disabled laws, because California's pretty strict on that stuff. So I don't know. I don't know if you have a second story that you would have to you'd be required to put in an elevator, that may be something an issue. I don't know.
Okay.
That may be one of the issues.
Right, one of many that I'm sure that people have come across. And the other just being that the city of Fresno doesn't seem to be too eager to get people in places and let them do what they want.
Whatever. Yeah. Not being ever trying to open up a brick and mortar place, There's always stuff that happens, and there's always complaints and stuff, and I don't know that. Apparently, the city of Fresno is more difficult to deal with than other places, but.
Well, I just know, you know, just from paying attention, that there have been several places in the last however long that have wanted to open. And some of them are open now. Some of them are opening. Some of them still remain unopened because of essentially coding issues, I guess. I mean, I'm not 100% sure. I just think there's a lot of it's not streamlined, the process, from what I can tell from everyone that I've talked to in terms of trying to get something open. So,
I don't know. Yeah, I mean,
especially when you're dealing with liquor license and alcohol.
Yeah,
and
Peter Dragon's been like 2 years.
One of the ones that I was thinking about. Yeah. Also, Goldstein's, you know, before they opened, right. They were a year. The old Audi's Olympic is still,
trying.
I don't know where it stands now. And I think that the time for it has probably passed.
Uh-huh.
But last I had talked to the guy, you know, it had been close to a year that he had had that lease and still was unable to open. So, yeah. So, rooftop bars, what else?
More pub crawls? There's a vote for pub crawls?
Nah. I like the idea of it.
We're talking, you know, we're not talking Silver Bullet here. We're talking, you know, a grouping of things.
Yeah. Well, right. And I mean, I'm just not into it, so that's probably why
I'm not either, because it's very social. It sounds very social, and I'll have to talk to other people.
Right, right.
And that doesn't sound,
you know,
good to me.
I mean, to that point, and it doesn't have to be pub crawls, but, you know, lots of cities have these big kind of events where everyone gets together and does fun stuff. Yeah. And I mean, I kind of feel like the more of those kinds of things people do, where, you know, if you're out on Art Hop and you're down in my area anyway, it feels awesome and lively and really fun. How do we get that every night instead of just one night a month or whatever, I think is kind of the idea.
How
so.
Do we get an Art Hop vibe every weekend?
Right, right, whatever. Right, right. Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's talk, you know, there things that maybe not be cool, but things that maybe need to be done, like the air quality, which kind of might go off on a little bit of a tangent to what exactly we're talking about, but it's a thing that Fresno has bad air.
It'd be cool if we got bad air.
Right. So that's something that, I mean,
some of that stuff is just, like, we're not going to be able to fix in the same way that, like, San Francisco is fucking richy rich. It's always sort of been that way. It's gotten worse, obviously, but it's just, so that's like a perpetual problem.
Well, there's stuff I feel as long as we stay on top of it and be, luckily we're in California where we still care about regulating the air. I think that's a problem that will fix itself. Not completely, but it's good. I see it getting better. I don't see it getting worse. I see it getting better, assuming we stay focused on it.
And I feel like if Fresno really embraced things like high-speed rail, electric vehicles, electric infrastructure, so...
We need to be a city of being electric, like, very conscious. We need to be very conscious of what we're doing to the air, more so than in most cities. So that's just something we kind of have to, and the going on constantly in the background is making sure we can do everything we can to make the air better.
Okay. Yeah.
But I mean,
I dig that.
What
about, I mean, for you personally,
I want to see more breweries. I think that's going to happen. I mean, we have about four breweries waiting to open from various stages of opening that I think we're still months away on those, but I think that's something I'm looking forward to, because that's like we were saying about the 5 years behind thing. That's what we're 5 years behind on our breweries, and we have them, and Tioga is doing awesome, and Full Circle and Pine and Palm and everybody.
Pendragon.
Yeah, Pendragon. And, you know, we've got more than that in the Clovis side of town's getting more, which, you know, no whole lot's going on that side, but we're building towards it, and that's good. So that's one thing. Another thing too is I think we need to kind of decide that we're an outdoor city.
Okay.
And we're, I think of like, hiking and.
Right.
Everyone's outside and doing outside stuff, and that's what I think we can do. We can have that image, build that image. Portland too, image of just like everyone's got a tent and their freaking hiking shoes in their garage and
with them all the time,
right?
And a inner tube to go to the
right
loading,
and just so I think we are getting there on that too. I think that's something that's coming along, but that needs to be fostered more.
Well, I think what you're getting to is finding an identity for ourselves as a city.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, you know, we're seeing this a little bit with the tacos and the Taco Truck Throwdown,
yep,
which just happened. And as part of that, they had the World Taco Eating Championship, which was like this just insane thing. And they brought in the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Champ, and he just destroyed 92 tacos or whatever in 8 minutes or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was the most disgusting, awesome thing you're ever going to see. But but that idea of really, like, figuring out, like, building an identity for ourselves as whatever it is. And I think the tacos is a great thing. I mean,
yeah.
I think it's our authentic, unique food culture, and I think it's great. I think we could also, you know, like you're saying, create ourselves as an outdoors sort of playground, year-round playground, I think is what the Visitors Convention Center Visitors Bureau was one of their slogans once upon a time. And I think it's really good. So, I mean, but I think we need to start doing that. I think we need to start, like, really as we really need to find an identity that works and get with it and stick with it. And I think the tacos, mm-hmm, taco thing is really hitting. I think that's great. But we could still do more.
Since we're here, that's a big thing is I think that all the taco people been like Mike Oz and the whole taco gang, taco mafia in town have been doing a great job of doing that, because like you said, it's something very authentic for Fresno,
yeah,
and that nobody else is really out in front of. So we're like out in front of it, and it's authentic. So it's
something to
stick with.
We're not playing catch up on that, you know.
Right.
We're actually other people will be playing catch up to us and going, oh, tacos are cool. And then we'll be able to be like, yeah, tacos were cool fucking 10 years ago, guys.
Yeah, catch up. 5 years behind us, people.
Right. I just think that the sense of authenticity, I think some things will help. I mean, I think having people like Derek Carr out in the world, mm-hmm, talking about Fresno, I think is great. And Aaron Judge, who I don't know how much he talks about Fresno, but, you know, he's out there playing for the Yankees and being huge, and he played for Fresno State here. So I think the more that we have those kinds of people out in the world, the more we have, you know, guys like Fashawn doing things and being from Fresno and representing Fresno, the better. You know, the more, you know, musicians we have out telling people they're from Fresno, the more cool shit people see coming from Fresno. Whether it's craft beers, you know, making it to places that aren't Fresno, all that kind of stuff. I think that's how you build a city that's cool. So people go, you know, when they're living in whatever crap hole they're living in, Stockton or Turlock or whatever, they go, oh, man, Fresno.
The city. We're known as the city to smaller valley towns.
No disrespect to Stockton or Turlock.
So. No. I just drove the downtown for the first time. I took the 4 from 99, took the 4 over to the 5.
Yeah.
Took the 4 over to the 5. Went north on the 5. It didn't look too bad. It looked kind of cool from the freeway. I didn't stop, but
I was like, there's some cool buildings. Stockton reminds me of, like, and I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, but like Fresno 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. But they got a river, running.
They do.
Right?
They have legit river. They got the Delta. Yeah.
They got they're on it. They know it. They have access. They don't have a problem with access. Do they boat and stuff down it?
Oh, no.
But like downtown, they're like boat, like get on a boat.
I don't know. They fish and stuff, I think.
Yeah.
Big deal there. So, okay. Anything else about being cool? Fresno being cool?
There's a lot of stuff.
Oh, there's
well, no, I'm trying to pick out.
Were you inundated?
Just kind of touching on what we're talking about. Just like downtown being.
Yeah.
Just more downtownness.
It all gets back to this kind of idea of identity. And I feel like that happens downtown. You know, I mean, I feel like that can't happen anyplace else. You know, River Park isn't going to do it for us. So we have to have a place that we can see as the cultural center of the city, the place where everything's happening. So when people know they come to the Fresno, where are you going to go? We're going to go downtown. It could be the tower, I suppose, but I think downtown is really way more situated for it in better. It's got all the bones there, so we just need to start filling it in, putting some muscle, bones, so to speak.
Hopefully, we continue to always bring it up, or at least I bring it up, is that tower and downtown can both be,
both be
active and doing stuff.
And River Park too, and Fig Gardens.
Yeah.
Clovis, you know, whatever, but I'm just kidding, Clovis as well.
Clovis do whatever they're they can do their own thing. They can figure it out.
Yeah. They don't need our help. I would love to hear though, maybe someone should do it who lives in Clovis podcast.
No, they're not creative enough out there. Oh snap.
I'd still listen to it.
I'd still listen to it I'd be very critical.
Ultra.
Yeah. Super critical.
Because his theme song is really terrible.
I wish they would do a
So the only thing I really want to talk about on this podcast is this bridge that we have.
Speaking of downtown, we got a bridge.
Tuolumne Street Bridge just opened, going two ways, and it is rad.
You've been on it.
Really, I feel stupid being so excited it opened on Friday.
Yeah, I think I need to talk about that.
I got to drive over it, and I was just so giddy. I was like, oh, my God, it's so beautiful.
This bridge.
And it's smooth.
Because you can get to, you don't need it for work. Do you, does it make it easier for you when you're at work? No,
not really. I mean, it makes it easier leaving, I guess, because, now that it's back. No, not really. I mean, you know, they're going to tear down the Stanislaus Bridge, which is the one that goes, you know, Tuolumne went one way, Stanislaus went the other way. Well, now Tuolumne two ways, so they're going to get rid of the Stanislaus bridge altogether.
Okay, they haven't started taking that down?
No, but that'll probably be pretty soon. But, you know, look, both of those bridges were old. They were... they were kind of gross. If you ever had to walk them or be anywhere around them, they're just not really fun to look at or, you know,
Portland cool.
No. And this new bridge is it's a Big City Bridge. It's nice.
Big City. And it's got a, it gives you a good view of downtown skyline.
Right, right. And the aesthetic on the bridge is really nice. And I just, I don't know. It's a stupid thing.
Did we need to have an old classic car parade over it?
We didn't need to have a grand opening with the ribbon cutting or any of that crap. We didn't. And have a bunch of old cars driving. We didn't need to have any of that. But, you know, I get it. I think it's awesome. It shows that there's money being put in down here, and it's the first kind of really tangible thing you can see from high-speed rail and look at and go, oh, see, that is why.
We wouldn't have had that. It would have just had the same old bridge without high-speed rail.
So, right. And so now it's going to be both ways. I think it really is going to help the flow of traffic into and out of the area. So I'm very excited about it there. That's all I want. We can be done with the podcast.
Make sure we get the bridge talk.
I just wanted to, well, no, because I really, I like I said, I drove over it and I felt like really giddy. And then I realized, oh my God, it's a bridge. Like, you know, how lame is that?
I completely get it. But being from afar, observing from afar, it was just like these kids are goofy, getting all goofy about this bridge.
Right.
At the same time, but if I was on it, if nobody was talking about it and I went on it, I'd be like, are you guys not seeing this freaking bridge?
It's super cool. Are you not seeing how awesome this is? Yeah. It's really nice. So if you haven't, for anyone who hasn't been over, just go down.
If you're like skeptical, you're like, it's just a bridge, bro. Why don't you try going over it? Then talk to
take me. Take a right or left. Either way, you can go either way on the bridge just now.
It's got both lanes.
And it looks nice. The lighting and everything, yeah, you know, yeah. It has a median in the middle of it.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's nice. It's really cool. Any other downtown?
Wow, we have since we don't talk about bike lanes as much anymore.
It has bike lanes.
What?
Yes, on both sides, and down, dedicated bike.
Did you bike it or did you drove it? Uh huh.
I drove it. Yeah.
You got to bike it now. Get that experience. Yeah,
oh no, definitely.
I heard it's tough to bike up. It's like steep.
I'm sure. I want to walk it. Realistically, I want to walk it because I'm interested to see what the what that feels like. But,
anyway. Have that experience.
So, what were you saying? Bike lanes.
Yeah, or no? We had a running thing of bike lanes, which we don't talk so much about anymore, and Fulton Mall. Every episode, Fulton Mall talk.
Every episode.
Well, we have a date. Fulton Street.
Fulton Street will be opened
October 21st.
Boom. Put it down. Put it in the count.
Do you think they'll be done October 21st?
Yes. Yes. I guarantee they will be done because they won't be done.
Nope.
They will be done even if they have to pour the last piece of whatever.
It will still be drying
before it will reopen.
My prediction is they will still do it. October 21st will still be a ceremony. They'll still drive it, but it will not be done. The asphalt aspect will be done. All the other, the rest of it won't.
That's probably fair.
Yeah.
But they will definitely open it because I think they can't. It would make them look really stupid.
That was pretty bold when I saw them put that date. I was like, okay.
Right. So here's something that I saw come up and I thought was really interesting. So a couple weeks ago, so the south part of the southern super block, as they're calling it, is going to be open in August. And so it's almost done. Oh, that's down there by Tioga Sequoia Brewing Company. So in Yo area. They have
in Yo area.
They installed parking meters.
Oh boy!
And which is fine. I expect parking meters. You know,
I expect to pay nothing.
You got to pay for that. I'm
every downtown city. You pay for parking.
You know how I feel about downtown.
Right, we've gone over it, but We are on the side of, hey, every city you have to pay for parking in downtown. Fresno's a city. You need to pay for parking.
But here's the thing. If you're going to put in a brand new street, you're going to make it all super fancy. Don't put in the same stupid coin-operated parking meters that are everywhere else downtown.
Only us old dads, you know, people over 40 carry coins in their pocket.
And here's the thing. And so, apparently, this is not a permanent thing. There will be smart meters, so credit card reading meters that will go in, but it's going to be at least 6 months. It'll probably be longer. There's grant money that they had included, but they didn't get it in time or something. I don't know exactly what the deal is, but so there will be smart meters coming in. But to me, it just seems really, really, really bad for them to go ahead and I get why they're doing it, because you know you can't not get the money. And I mean, it actually makes a lot of sense. And someone told me this, and if I were really jaded about city government, I would believe it. So they put the coin operated meters because they know people aren't going to have change, and so they will be able to give them tickets. I mean, that's just because if they have card readers where people can use, they'll get $3-4 for the 2 hours.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they will get $35 every time that they write a parking ticket. So they want to, some people say that they're purposely making it difficult because that's how they make their money.
Yeah.
I think it's dumb. Because, look, we know people hate to pay for parking, right? We know that it's the biggest complaint people have about downtown other than smelly bums and whatever crap that they think. It's the parking, right?
Mm-hmm.
So don't make it hard. Don't make it hard for them. Make it as easy as possible. Like, every time that I go downtown and I have to drive, I walk as much as I can. But if I have, it's literally every time I take the risk. I'm like, if I get a ticket, I get a ticket. Because I don't have change. And I think that there's a lot of people that are in that same situation. The difference is when they come back and they see that their car has been ticketed, they get mad. Whereas I'm like, well, I should have known better. I'm stupid.
Do you get a lot?
No, it has happened, but not, I mean, you know, maybe once or twice in all the times that I've been there, but so it actually works out pretty well for me.
in the end, it's you're paying about what you would be paying.
But you know, I think it could. That's one of those things that you know people are going to be thinking about parking. Make it easy for them up front. You know, put in nice here, easy to use parking meters, and that's going to bring people downtown.
It's funny, like I wouldn't, maybe it's just because we're so used to paying with our cards with everything, like I wouldn't really even bat an eye at, like, I would pay more using my card, like I would it, like coins I'm like putting in as little as possible, like I might come out in 20 minutes, I'll put in 15 minutes. Like, but with my card, I'm like, I'll put in an hour. I'll put in a big shot.
I'll put in 3 hours because I don't. Right, and I mean, that's one of the things, you know, as you're putting in the. And I wasn't part of these plans, and I didn't go to any of the meetings, so I shouldn't really be able to talk. But I'm going to because that's what we're here doing. If it were me, that's one of the, I would have made that priority. I would have been like, priority one, figuring out the parking. Now, to this, I will say to anyone who's listening and wanting to bitch about parking, it is free generally after 6.
After 6, no event, no major event, it's free.
No major events. Also, ask people downtown, they will tell you the secrets. There are secrets. There are places to park.
Give me one secret, Josh. Give the Flowing with Famous listener one downtown parking secret.
Club One.
Unofficial. Oh. Oh, I know that one.
Yeah, you just park it in. It's, yeah.
And then you go up to the casino, and then you're like, oh, I'll be right back.
Right. Now that I said it, it's going to be all
closed in. Yeah, they're like, holy crap, they found us out.
Anyway.
Just go into the horse book and just like act like you're going to do something. Like, yeah, I might make a bet. I'll be right back.
Then walk out. Just go get a drink at the bar and you'll be fine. Anyway, yeah. So I'm hoping that'll get worked out. I'm hoping people aren't going to complain about that once the street is open.
But yeah, but the,
big party
I mean, I get the complaining about it not being a smart beer, but like the people that are going to complain that there's a meter at all, they're not coming downtown here. Like,
right.
Don't pay. Go ahead and park at Target for free and have the time of your life.
Right.
You park for free at Target.
I'll see you over there. Okay. I think it's time for Band of the Episode.
Band of the Episode.
Band of the Episode. All right. This is an offshoot of Beastmaker, and we've talked about Beastmaker before, local man. So the guitarist, riffmaster, Trevor, did a side project a year or so ago called Haunt, H-A-U-N-T, Haunt. And he released it not too recently on Bandcamp, and it is good. So let's listen to it a little bit. You know, to me, for me personally, I think I like this a little bit more than Beastmaker. I'm going to go ahead and
Bold.
Yeah. I mean, stylistically, I think it's just, I don't know. I like it. I think it's really good. Anyway, from what I have seen, I think this is actually going to get a physical release as well. So it'll be available online in digital copies, but it will also be out on vinyl and I think on cassette through some record label. Yeah, so you can look for that and enjoy it. It's really good. So if you're into, you know, if you're into metal.
I am. Yeah. Especially local.
Yeah, yeah.
It's my new favorite stuff now, huh?
There you go.
All right. Speaking of pointing out negatives of Fresno, things we got to fix.
Okay.
People like Mr. Councilman Bredefeld been doing some bold things.
Sorry.
Some like noisy things. First, he did the "In God We Trust" thing. Yep. Made that happen at City Hall. And for just completely, to me, a completely useless thing.
Yep.
Made happen. But he recently is now come out as to be saying that city workers need to carry guns. Anybody with a concealed weapons permit that's a city worker should be carrying.
Right.
And
right.
This made Breitbart news.
Yeah.
And the mayor and Chief Dyer were like, bro, they already can do that. We have a system for it. It's and Bredefeld just like, anybody that's got one, let them use it. That's
right.
It. And they're like, no. There's a thing called a union. I'm not sure you're aware of this guy, but the city has a union. You can't just throw shit in the middle of a contract.
Yeah, the workers have unions, right.
And for one. And for another, we already have a system in place for that.
Which, I think the Fresno B editorial got it kind of right. They were like, this is he was like offering a solution to a problem that didn't exist or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, not really a problem. I don't, you know, and I don't know where it even came from because, and you know, obviously he would say something different. But you know, if you look at it, his big sort of argument was that there are code enforcement people that are going out and they're feeling unsafe and blah blah. Well, if they really are feeling unsafe, they need to. Should be talking to their supervisors because there's probably something going on there that they could. And B, I think there's actually some systems in place so that if a code worker is going into some place that he feels unsafe, they can get police escorts and blah 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 blah. So,
right, like I have a job where I go everywhere in the city. I'll go. It doesn't matter how good or bad. I see from the worst house in the city to the best house in the city, and if I feel unsafe, I'm gonna call my supervisor and say, hey, this isn't a cool situation. Right. My supervisor, if he's a good supervisor, say, yeah, get the hell out of there.
Right.
We'll figure something out. And
no, he says, do you got?
Yeah, get in there, bro. Man up.
Yeah, man up.
So
this brings up a bigger question for me, and it's about Fresno politicians, and not all of them, but a large swath of them seem to be completely like unhinged in terms of you know, what they're trying to do and the way they communicate both with the media and with their constituents. I mean, it's sort of insane. It's like, you know, Bredefeld's a great example. You know, he'll just say these things, and then, you know, and I wish I had the tweet in front of me. I don't, but he completely borrows from the Trump playbook, and you know, to
just
the point
throw,
of
just throw crap out, throw crap out there, and see what happens.
And I mean, I guess in some ways it works. You know, But it's just it's insane, and you know, and we get it from the Fresno Unified School Board as well. You know, we just had a thing story the other day.
Oh, God,
and the.
I almost don't want to talk about it because it's, I don't want it to be promote. Like, I don't want people to be promoted. That like, there's somebody on the Fresno school board that thinks that you can be
choose to be gay.
Yeah, you can choose to be that anything. Choose to be transsexual. Right. Choose
and
to be whatever.
And want to.
Yeah, just and, because you heard the idea, like what? Right. You could do this? I'm all about that now.
But, you know, I think more interesting, almost more interesting than the quote, and the quote is very, like, if anyone hasn't seen that story, go to the Fresno Bee and look at Mackenzie May's series on teen pregnancy. But more, like, almost more interesting than the quote was, like, his response afterwards calling out, you know, the reporter for
again the Trump playbook of like let's just tear down the media instead of addressing what the media is actually saying,
right?
Like this, instead of doing that, like let's just make the media, the reporter look look stupid.
Called her the ministress of propaganda. Blah blah blah. I just, it's like, I mean, going back to what would make Fresno cool,
not having people doing
different people. We need, you know what we really do? We need some fucking cool politicians. We need to get some people in there, you know, who are just, who can own it and, you know, are operate under, you know, kind of sensible.
Yeah, it can just work like an educated human being instead of whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
I don't. It's frustrating that this is something that I felt like we'd sort of rooted out of Fresno. I don't know. That's not really the right term, but and it's just still there. Like it's still here.
Right.
And it feels
and
like.
Maybe it'll never go away.
Maybe. It feels like we're at a crossroads, though, like where we have this large group, and I blame it on Northeast Fresno and Clovis, which is, I think, is fairly accurate, but not that there aren't all over the city, but and not there aren't cool people in Northeast Fresno and Clovis, too. And some two of my best friends, both one lives in North Clovis, one's up in Northeast Fresno. Try to cover my bases, bro.
Right. No,
what's up, bells and loaves?
Some of my best friends are from Clovis.
Yeah, so some of my best friends are from Clovis. But there is this, half the city wants to be in Texas.
Right.
Half the city wants to be in California. And I feel like we're sort of becoming to a point where we need to, like, pick a side, and
we need to say, yeah.
This is why we've lost so many people to Portland and San Diego or whatever. San Diego's actually a fairly conservative place, but, and I'm not just talking about liberals or Democrats. I'm just saying, like, progressive people, normal people, Californians.
Right,
California. And there's, like, this, we could tip either way. Like, it could be people like us are just, you know what, screw it. I'm going to Portland. I'm tired of fighting 20 years trying to make Fresno cool, and these idiots in North Fresno would just refuse. You guys okay?
We've heard it. You know,
and there's like this, or there's like those people are like, well, we want to be in California but live a Texas lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I'm like, son of a bitch. Go to Texas then.
It really makes me feel like, well, I need to run for office. You know, I need to get into politics.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, but the crappy
that
part
sounds
is
draining.
Like, the place that I live, you know, doesn't really necessarily need me. Like
we would have to move to Northeast Fresno.
Right. So the places that we need to find people, you know, for But I, you know, I think, but that's what it needs. And I think that's going back to what we need to make us cool. That's one of the things. But so you know, if you're into that, follow your personal local councilman, politician on Twitter. Don't be afraid to, like, you know, call him out sometimes and say, "Hey, man, what do you mean by this? What are you saying? Explain this to me." Mm-hmm. You know, no, that is incorrect. Those kinds of things. I think it's okay to try to hold people
accountable. Yeah, I think ways. I probably should be doing more of that. I guess I don't. I get
you're in the county.
Yeah, I have full disclosure. I'm in a county island.
But you know, and I mean, I don't know. I don't follow the county politics as closely as city politics.
It's worse.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't even know where were we. We got tangented.
Tangent.
We got that's off for on the a perfect for this. For sure on that one.
We're just talking about how our officials need to be cooler. Need to be more educated, is all. They don't necessarily have to be liberal. They just need to be educated. And don't let religion has nothing to do with government. So just keep it out.
Oh, wow, you are.
School and government. Keep it out of my school.
You're making some bold statements here on the program.
Yes, tonight. Your religious beliefs don't have anything to do with City Hall or my school district. Dude. Leave my stupid school district alone. I'm in Fresno Unified. I have a child in Fresno Unified School District.
You do?
In the Bullard track. I am being embarrassed daily by my Bullard representative, dude, who I went to high school with.
Okay. And, well, there you go. Yeah.
Bullard.
Okay, so what is there anything
else? Back when Bullard was cool, bro, and Matt Noakes was the best coach in the world. National champs in high school baseball, bro.
Oh, there you go, yeah. Baseball. Oh, I heard stories about Bullard.
Oh, no, you're going to bring up the bus story, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm just saying I heard stories, that's all.
Those are stories,
about
man.
About the national baseball team.
Hey, you gotta do team spirit building. That's what that was. You got in a circle and you built team spirit.
Do you think if people Googled that, just like Hoover baseball, like they could find it if they wanted?
Well, I think what it is the people that know could Google it. The people that don't know are like, what the hell are they talking about?
I'm just, in case there's people who are listening, like, oh, I want to know what that's about.
Isn't that an urban legend, though? Is that not a Fresno urban legend? Is that, happen?
It should be. I'm sure it is.
Okay.
I'm sure it is an urban legend. But,
there was a circle of people, allegedly.
Right. Anyway. It's funny because I didn't even live in Fresno. I heard that story. So,
of course you did.
Yeah. All right.
All that Kingsburg freaking scuttlebutt. Oh, you Kingsburg people are gossipers.
It's true. That is 100%. All right. Let's see. What else? What else was going on in Fresno for the
Fresno? We're the coolest city on the West Coast. Maybe that's what we need a song. It'll go back to write us a song.
I'll get right on that.
Fresno.
On some quick restaurant retail news. We're not getting that Cracker Barrel after all.
Yay! Or boo! So,
yeah, whether or not.
That was going to make us cool, man!
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Did we talk about that last time?
No, we talked about that Cracker Barrel thing where the waitress got fired and her husband's like, "Hey, man, why you been firing my waitress? My wife."
So Cracker Barrel is it coming to Fresno? And then everyone's like, "What about Brad's wife, though?"
Yeah, but what about her? What about Brad's wife?
Because people are crazy.
Well, I heard that Sacramento's getting it.
I don't believe that is true. I think
breaking news. Barstow.
Link Barstow is what I
thought. That sounds right. That sounds right.
I'd have to look it up.
You really think that, like, all the... Because Barstow's for stopping on there on the way to Vegas. Yes, there's no...
Right.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I'm yeah. Cracker Barrel knows what they're doing. I'm not going to question Cracker right. Barrel's decisions.
Don't question Cracker Barrel.
Don't you question their decisions. You let them decide what they're going to do.
Yeah.
They know more than you. Okay.
True.
Okay.
What else,
bro? You like... I think we're... I mean, that's enough of Fresno, man.
Yeah, I talk
August
about...
August in Fresno. Only a few more weeks of the heat,
you
bro.
You know what? I think... We should leave with so it's August now.
Yeah, deep.
But the heat, man. The heat. July was like it was the high was a hot one. I'm wondering if and we can get back when we come back in September. Will we be complaining about the heat?
I'm gonna say no.
You think it's gonna cool
yeah,
down?
I think yeah. September's gonna be like because sometimes September can be bad.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can be good. I think this year is going to be good.
What about August, though? Is August going
to
be
hard? Yeah. Yeah. We're going to have to deal with what we're doing now. Right. It's going to be 99s across the board.
99 is acceptable, though.
Right.
Look,
yeah. I can do all my normal stuff at 99.
Fine.
Yeah.
It's when we get this 106 for like 7 days, 10, mm-hmm. 14 days in a row. That's when I start having problems.
Yeah.
Start having issues. Oh. Okay. Well, you know, if you can't think of any other cool Fresno stuff, I think
we're gonna have to just stew on that for the rest of August. Yeah, I think it's time to plug it up.
Why don't you go first?
Okay. If you like podcasts and you're still here, hey person watching the TV screen on CMAC.
Oh, yeah.
Every Thursday. I think it's every Thursday at 10 o'clock.
I believe so.
On the channel of CMAC, yeah. The very local-oriented channel network of CMAC.
Community
I think there's like three CMAC.
Collaborative.
Ooh, good job, Josh.
Yeah.
We're on there on Thursdays every, every Thursday at 10.
10 o'clock. All right. You can hear this right now. You may be watching.
If you rather your podcast come from a television set.
And then.
Boom.
Your universes are colliding right now.
Yep. You're like, yeah, I like this podcast thing, but I want it on my TV. Okay.
How am I listening to them talking about the thing that I'm listening to?
I just. And when I've watched it or watched it. Listen to on CMAC, and I'm just thinking, like, there's somebody out there that has no idea what a podcast is, and they're watching CMAC, and like, why am I just looking at a picture
of what is this thing?
Downtown, and I'm just listening to jackasses talk about
rattle on about downtown.
Blah, 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 Fulton, blah, blah, blah. I need to ask Brian. It's like, have you gotten anyone written in? Like, what
has
the hell is going on?
Correct. Has anyone sent any? So anyway, we're on CMAC.
Yeah, we're on CMAC. We're also on a little bitty baby local podcast network called Dorktown, and there are other podcasts on there called, one is called Dorktown, a comedy podcast with producer Becky and Bells. And it's very raunchy, and I would like to apologize to the Flowing with Famous listeners, because one night when I posted Dorktown, Dorktown and Flowing with the, one of the formats of Flowing with Famous, I put on use Blogger for the Stitcher feed. I use Blogger and I use Dorktown for the feed in general because Dorktown's been around forever. And I accidentally posted Dorktown to Flowing with Famous's Stitcher feed.
So someone got it in their feed. And so started some, listening.
Yeah.
And
so one like, person, the only. One person got it and liked it. It was like, I'm subscribing to Dorktown now. I was like,
oh,
cool.
Oh, well,
but
cool.
Like,
nice.
Dorktown's very raunchy, so I apologize.
You should do that more often.
Just slip it in there. Like, hey, why don't you listen to this one? So, sorry. I pulled it after I realized my error.
Yeah.
But sorry to anyone that accidentally got Dorktown in their Stitcher
feed. It's not safe for work.
It's not.
We'll just say that.
And there's also a, if you like craft beer, we have a craft beer show for you called The Perfect Pour every week. To the Matt and Nick Napolitano.
Yeah. They, great. Yeah.
If you're like, well, what's this? Matt runs the beer garden at Tioga, so he knows what he's talking about. Nick and I are just like, yeah.
Drink a lot?
Yeah, we just drink. And then there's also a Harrison Ford podcast called Get Off My Podcast.
Great.
I do it with my cousin Trent. So, there. Cool. That's enough. And the Fresnan, thefresnan.com.
Fresnan.com.
At least one post a week. We're talking about Fresno junk.
Yeah, it's really fun. Anything else?
That's enough, man. What the hell you been up to, man? What's going on?
So I will plug my day job at the Fresno Bee and FresnoBeehive.com, where I do all sorts of reporting on things. There's also a podcast over at the FresnoBeehive.com that I do, Pop Culture Podcast, where I sit down with Rory Appleton and Kathy Mahan and some others, and we just talk about pop culture stuff. And it can be entertaining, I think. So that's available at FresnoBeehive.com and on iTunes. And you can follow me personally on Instagram and Twitter, Joshua T. @ Joshua T. He, that's my personal brand. And yeah, there it is.
There it is.
Oh, I'm also on that Great Day Show on Friday.
Oh, yeah, Fridays. You get to hang out with Kim and Kobe.
Yeah, on TV you can.
Or there's that one dude that when Kim isn't there.
Yes, there's two, Justin and. Yeah, they do good work.
And I saw when your AC/DC cover band Big Balls was on.
That's true. That's
and
true.
So you were on there live, and those that haven't seen an Il Grow Back show, or a Big Balls show.
Yeah.
Josh is a different dude on stage. He goes into like I'm lead singer dude Josh.
Yeah.
JT Rocket style. And
yeah, I get crazy.
So was like Kobe like, "Whoa."
Yeah, I think they all were very they were all taken aback a little bit. But they all had a great time. It was like the most fun I think that I don't know. I don't want to say the most fun. But, you know, I think that
it was the most fun they ever had. Best ever. Best, most fun. Very big fun.
Seemed to have a good time. And you know, partly it was just having to hear Kobe and Kim say Big Balls all the time. Like seven times on the show. Which I thought was great also.
Please somebody like, you know, isolate those and
career
those.
Goals right there. It's like Joshua
T. You should put that on your balls. Twitter bio now. I once got Kobe to say big balls several times
on TV. So that was quite fun. I'll plug that as well. So I'm in an AC/DC cover band called Big
and you
Balls
only that, do you don't do all AC/DC.
No, just the Bon Scott era stuff. Scott. Although you know that could change. Who knows?
Oh really? Oh, don't sell out, man.
Yeah, and then I have my own band. It'll Grow Back It'll Grow Backs on with an S on Facebook and to Instagram. We play sometimes, so you can follow us there if you want to hear some interesting stuff. There it is. But mostly just listen to this podcast.
Yeah, following to talk about your Fresno fans. Say, hey, there's a Fresno podcast called Flowing Famous. Go check it out.
Yeah, tell everyone about it. And if you have ideas, things you think we should talk about, or things that we should just be aware of, please don't be afraid to send us a little tweet Flowing with Pod.
Yeah, and it's better to just tweet us individually, the Fresnan or Josh.
True,
Joshua T.
Be like, hey, have you seen
we'll
this?
We'll see that quicker,
and then we'll get on it, and we'll make a note of it to talk about for next month.
Noted. I have a Moleskine notebook dedicated. I think that's it.
All right, that's it. I'm going to count us out. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.